to protect and serve who? This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of December 2nd, 2004.
All right, freeze! Police!
Bad Cop No Donut! Bad, 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 bad. Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
Because I'm the law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Two narcotics detectives from Buffalo, New York, are finally before a judge facing charges of stealing from drug dealers, falsifying information for search warrants, and paying off informants with drugs. Officers Paul Skinner and Sylvester Acosta are now facing a trial in federal court. Four of their colleagues are already in federal prison, a fifth accepted a plea and is awaiting sentencing, and a sixth is facing other charges relating to the same investigation. Skinner is accused of stealing a laptop computer and a knife during a drug raid. The laptop was later recovered from the detective's home. Acosta is accused of stealing $3,000 in cash, jewelry, and other valuables, also during supposed drug raids. In this case, the corruption dates back to 1993, when prosecutors say the conspiracy to steal from drug dealers was put into effect by the officers. The FBI launched an investigation soon afterwards. The trial of a former police officer in Plant City, Florida, has been put on hold while a judge considers a motion to dismiss the charges. Officer James Jackson was indicted in June for lying to a grand jury investigating corruption in his department. Some officers were discovered to have conducted searches illegally and stolen pornographic videotapes from suspects. Officers Robert Dixon and Armand Cotnoir pleaded guilty to corruption and were sentenced to 8 and 30 months in jail, respectively. Officer Sean Corgan pleaded guilty to perjury and was sentenced to probation. Jackson faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted on these charges. Two police officers in South Beach, Florida, have been placed on desk duty after being accused of brutality in connection with a recent arrest. The lawyer for a man arrested on November 7th says that his client was injured by officers Elio Cruz and German Gutierrez. The officers were off duty, working as security guards, when the incident in which the man was beaten and shot by a stun gun occurred outside of a nightclub. The victim filed a formal complaint the next day. The same two South Beach officers are the subject of a separate investigation by Internal Affairs, and Gutierrez has been accused of using excessive force at least 3 times in the past. Since 2001, in the United States and Canada, more than 70 people have died after being shocked with stun guns. In two reports released Tuesday on the use of tasers, which immobilize victims by shocking them with 50,000 volts of electricity, Amnesty International claims that the devices have been used on school children, mentally ill or intoxicated people, suspects fleeing minor crime scenes, and people who argue with police or fail to comply immediately with a command. Stun guns are supposed to be used only in certain circumstances, but the reports show that they are used as a common tool in inappropriate instances. In the United States, tasers are used by over 5,000 police departments in 49 states. In Canada, around 60 police departments have been issued tasers. The report points out that there has never been sufficient testing into the effects of taser use on people with heart conditions or other health concerns, or who are under the influence of certain drugs. In preparing the reports, Amnesty International examined 74 cases of taser-involved deaths. Most of the deaths were of unarmed men who did not appear to pose a serious threat to themselves or others. A police officer in Dixmoor, Illinois, pleaded guilty Tuesday to sexually abusing 3 women pulled over at 2 separate traffic stops earlier this year. Each indictment charged Officer Edward Johnson with multiple counts of official misconduct and aggravated sexual abuse. The first indictment accuses Johnson of pulling over 2 21-year-old women while he was on duty on April 4th. First, he ordered one of the women into the back of his squad car where he fondled her. He then repeated the process with the other woman. He then let the women go without issuing a citation. In the other indictment, Johnson is said to have pulled over a man and a woman on May 30th. The officer then ordered the woman into the back of his squad car where he fondled her and made sexually explicit comments. Johnson, who no longer works for the department, was arrested on October 22nd and is free on a $350,000 bond. A police officer in Keensburg, New Jersey, was indicted this week for allegedly forcing a woman to have sex with him in his squad car while he was on duty. Officer Dennis Smith is charged with kidnapping, sexual assault, criminal sexual contact, and official misconduct after the incident on April 29th. Smith ordered his victim into the back of his squad car, took her to another location, and coerced her into performing a sex act on him. Smith was charged on Monday and is free on a $50,000 bond. A disgraced Memphis police officer has been getting paid despite being relieved of duty last February. Records show that Officer Jerry King collected almost $50,000 of his $70,000 a year salary after he was fired. King was dismissed in connection with money and drugs stolen from the police evidence room where he was the duty commander. On November 23rd, a local prosecutor was sentenced to 10 years in prison for conspiring with police officers, including King, to steal thousands of dollars worth of drugs and money from the police vaults. The thefts involved almost 150 kilograms of cocaine and millions of dollars in cash. Four other police employees are currently facing sentencing in the affair. 12 people who claim they were victims of police abuse at anti-war protests in Portland will be receiving a $300,000 settlement from the city. The protesters had their two lawsuits mediated by a judge in a five-month-long process. The 12 argued that police violated their right to free speech and free assembly when they fired randomly at protesters with tear gas and rubber pellets at protests in August 2002 and March 2003. Three police officers in Elizabethton, Tennessee, have been accused in a lawsuit filed on November 24th of excessive use of force and failure to get medical help for their victim. Officers Jerry Bradley and Richard Haney, along with Sergeant Matt Bailey, are accused of severely and repeatedly beating a man in a Walmart parking lot after arresting him for public intoxication inside the store. After the beating, the man was taken to jail, even though it should have been obvious that he required medical attention. The man was discovered semi-conscious by jailers 24 hours later, and only then was he sent for medical treatment. The man underwent surgery at a hospital to treat several brain hemorrhages. He spent the next several weeks in a coma. Two Memphis police officers appeared in court last week to plead not guilty to conspiring to rob a local wrestler who they believed was hiding a large amount of cash in his house, as well as an assortment of other corruption charges. Officers David Tate and Billy Scott are charged with conspiracy to commit burglary, bribery, and transporting prostitutes and narcotics across state lines. Both remain in custody. A third officer, John Vaughn, will be arraigned on the same drug charges this week and remains free on a $10,000 bond. A sheriff's deputy in Fulton County, New York, has resigned from the force after pleading guilty to misconduct. Deputy Robert Vaught was sentenced to pay a fine of $250 after illegally obtaining and then selling an SUV seized in a civil case. He was also ordered to pay almost $7,000 in restitution. A man has filed a lawsuit claiming that a Camden, Pennsylvania police sergeant beat him. Sergeant Patrick Vicanti is already facing criminal charges for beating another man and falsifying reports and court documents to cover up the evidence. In the new lawsuit, a man claims that Vicanti tackled him and then struck him repeatedly with a flashlight during an incident in 2000. The man is seeking unspecified monetary damages. Vicanti originally had the man, who was only a teenager at the time, charged with resisting arrest and assaulting an officer, but those charges were later dismissed in court. Vicanti has been suspended without pay pending resolution of the charges. Police in Phoenix are investigating an incident caught on videotape last week where two police officers beat a 21-year-old suspect after he was handcuffed. The video shows Officer Stephen Huddleston lunging into the suspect, who is standing facing a wall with his hands in the air. Then two officers are seen striking and kicking the man. Officer Thomas Beck is seen placing his fist on the man's neck and putting his weight on it before punching the man in the groin while searching his pockets. Huddleston then stands on the back of the man's knee and elbows the man in the face as he's being led to a squad car. None of the officers have been disciplined yet. The State Bureau of Investigation in North Carolina has been asked to investigate whether or not a detective in Winston-Salem concealed evidence in an attempted murder case. Last week, in the Winston-Salem Journal, the lead detective, Don Williams, admitted to hiding evidence from the defense and hinted that this type of conduct was business as usual as far as he was concerned. A local prosecutor is also being investigated in the same case. The district attorney in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, is investigating a case where a man charged with drunk driving who was facing 5 years in jail had his charges dropped because he was friends of a police officer. Police in Upper Darby said that the charges were dropped by mistake. There is emerging evidence, however, that Captain James Kearns, who made the original arrest, was told that his commanding officers would take care of the charges. The investigation is ongoing. This week, two people were shot and killed by police in Los Angeles. Police also shot and killed a man in Portland. Email your comments and story ideas to ihatepigs@hotmail.com. That's all one word. From CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto, I'm Ron Anisich. Every week, we end Bad Cop No Donut with a song about the police. This week, it's Police State in the USA by Anti-Flag.